Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The push is on. President Trump says he hopes to sign the new Republican tax plan by the end of the year. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republican leaders put together their proposal with the middle class in mind.
The Tax Cut and Jobs Act will deliver real relief for people in the middle, people who are also striving to get there. With this plan, the typical family of four will save $1,182 a year on their taxes.
Well, that's the average family. For more on how the tax overhaul could affect Massachusetts families, we're joined this morning by James Angelini, professor of accounting at Suffolk University, where he also leads the master's program in taxation. Professor, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the GOP says the tax rates will go down for most. However, the plan also eliminates deductions, as we understand it, for state and local income taxes. Governor Baker says he's concerned about that. Are you?
Absolutely. It is a failure, I think, of our tax code that we don't take into account cost of living differences all over the country in the code. So we have one code that applies to thousands of different economies. And our economy is higher than average. We have higher than median, certainly, housing prices, higher than median property taxes, higher than median income taxes, and all of those things are being affected by this bill.
Let's go over some more specifics. The proposed tax bill would cap the mortgage deduction at $500,000 in a state, Massachusetts, where the median listing price for a single-family home, according to Zillow, is $419,000. Do you think this might discourage home buying, cause prices to drop, or spook the housing market?
I think it will. I think that any time you increase costs, which you will do by reducing tax breaks for property taxes and for mortgage interest, you reduce demand and eventually reduce housing prices. And this is the proposal is that it would be going forward, and so the existing homeowners are somewhat protected. But you certainly would be discouraged from refinancing because that would kick in that $500,000 limit.
How else might Massachusetts residents be affected by this tax plan?
In Massachusetts, we itemize our deductions at a higher percentage than the rest of the country. I think it's because of our high state income taxes, our high mortgage interest and property taxes. So for some people who are going to be taking a larger standard deduction or taking the standard deduction now, this will certainly be a benefit, raising that standard deduction. For a lot of the people, a lot of the state, about 37% or so, it's going to hurt. And taking away the state income tax deduction is going to hurt. Capping property taxes at $10,000 is going to hurt. We have high medical bills and expenses in this state, and they're going to eliminate the medical expense deduction on Schedule A. On the plus side, the reduction of the corporate tax rate and the 25% pass-through rate will help our business base for sure, and maybe that will create some extra jobs. So it's difficult to focus on one aspect and say, well, this is going to hurt the middle class or it's going to hurt this particular segment.
For universities, the bill is going to tax some endowment income at 1.4%. It's an excise tax on endowment income. That's going to affect universities in the area because this is a tax on private universities.
Sure. And it's big endowments, and we have some big endowments in some of our schools, Harvard and MIT, et cetera. That's a new one. I mean, we've never done that, a direct tax on nonprofits like that. So they seem to be attacking education in particular. In addition to that, they're scaling back a number of education tax breaks that have been around for a long time, and they're eliminating them. For example, employer-provided educational assistance is not taxable up to $5,250 a year, and that's going to be gone.
So given all you've said, I'm wondering if you think that the lobbying that's going to occur on Capitol Hill in the next couple of weeks is going to change this bill.
Oh, definitely it will. It absolutely will. There are a lot of things in here that I think are bargaining chips that were put in deliberately to give up something in the negotiations. For example, the estate tax, they're phasing that out over 6 years. Obviously, a tax cut for the super wealthy.
James Angelini, professor of accounting at Suffolk University, who also heads the Master of Science program in taxation. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome.